proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. 2 days ago, I was contacted by Rodney Searles Jr., and he made me aware of his son Elijah and a special effort that's coming up on August 29th. I now have on the line Nancy Searles to talk about this special effort and talk about Elijah and what this family is needing during this time. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Nancy Searles.
Hey, well, thank you for having me.
The Mark White Show recognizes difference makers and shares their stories to encourage and inspire us all, for people to find a purpose in this life. sometimes they find their purpose through messages that they hear on this show. And I'm hoping that someone finds a purpose in helping your family and Elijah. Hope is a key word, isn't it, for you, Nancy?
It is. Yes, it's been a key word since the day that he was born.
Tell us about Elijah and his story.
So Elijah, he is almost 2 years old. He was born in November 2018. And he had a pretty traumatic entrance where when he was born, he didn't have a heartbeat and he wasn't breathing. So he had to be resuscitated. That took some time. Because of that, he now has a brain injury, which it's a little more common now that I have a kid who has a brain injury. And in the beginning, it was called HIE. And it just means that he went without oxygen. It restricted blood flow to his brain. After he was born, he was transferred to another hospital for further evaluation and treatments that the hospital he was born at couldn't give him. Once we got there, you know, we did testing and MRIs, and it showed that he had pretty much global brain damage. We were told when he was born that he wasn't going to make it past a couple of days. So we went into it. He's our third child. He was kind of our surprise baby. So when he was born, we were basically told that he wasn't going to make it and that, you know, his body just wouldn't function. His brain wasn't giving off what his body needed. He would never be able to tolerate feedings. He wouldn't, you know, be able to go to the bathroom or like none of his bodily functions would work. So he was on a ventilator and we were being told that, you know, like it's just time to go ahead and make the decision to take him off the ventilator. But after praying about it, we just didn't feel like that's what we needed to do. And then a couple days after we were told that he wasn't going to make it, he came off the ventilator, started breathing on his own, started tolerating feeds, started having, you know, all the things that he wasn't supposed to have was happening with him. And he spent a month in the hospital after he was born. He did better than expected. We were then told that we would take him home. And once he got home, he would just start to deteriorate at home. So he's almost 2 years old now, and he's still here. Of course, not without his, you know, challenges that he has. He does deal with a lot of sicknesses and just challenges of having, once you get a certain age, the brain injury secondary diagnosis, which now is cerebral palsy. A lot of kids like him have seizures, but luckily with him, we haven't had to deal with that too much. He's almost two and he's still hanging on and he's doing fairly well, better than expected.
Tell us about Elijah's personality.
He is the sweetest little kid. Like you would think someone with everything that he's been through, he'll tell you what he likes. Even with him being, you know, nonverbal, he has emotions and he's just the sweetest little kid, chunky little fella. And everybody just loves, he's got big hair. He's a chunky baby with big hair. He's just the sweetest little thing that you could ever imagine.
And we want people to understand that they have an opportunity to help Elijah. And that's the purpose of us talking today.
Yes.
About this Hope for Elijah shoe sale that's coming up on August the 29th. I'm going to take a quick break, if that's okay, Nancy, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about this fundraiser. And we'll also talk about other opportunities for people to help as well. Would that be okay?
Yes, that'll be fine.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Nancy Searles. She is the mother of Elijah Searles, the wife of Rodney Searles Jr., and we are talking to her about a special fundraising effort that's coming up on August 29th called Hope for Elijah Shoe Sale. I want you to be a part of this, and we're going to talk about other ways that you can help the Searles family when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's Bowtime. I'm Dallin Hart, Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. In the last segment, we were talking to Nancy Searles. She was sharing with us about her son, Elijah. As I told you, 2 days ago, her husband, Rodney Searles Jr., contacted me and made me aware of Elijah. And of course, this show is about helping families like the Searles, and they have a fundraiser coming up on August 29th. It's called Hope for Elijah Shoe Sale. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Nancy Searles.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
This fundraiser is coming up on August the 29th. Give us the details about this fundraiser, how people can go ahead and participate prior to the date. Here we are in the middle of August, and we still have a couple of weeks before the 29th.
Elijah has opportunity to do some alternative therapies that are proven to help children like him with brain injuries. The brain, you can heal it in many different ways. So one of the ways, we have one of our local doctors, when Elijah was first diagnosed, she put us into contact with another mom who has a son similar to Elijah with the same injury. And she does things, you know, like alternative treatments as far as like hyperbaric oxygen treatment, stem cells, and just intensive therapies that are not covered by any insurance policy. so we're having our shoe sale. It was an idea that kind of just happened within the family to collect some gently worn, brand new, really great shoes and just sell them for really cheap pairs of shoes that you would pay a lot of money for. We're selling for like $3, $5, $10 and so on, you know, a couple dollars just to help raise money to pay for these therapies for Elijah.
A lot of times people will come and they'll give you more. That's something that will really help. It's just a matter of having the fundraiser in the first place and bringing people and making them aware of the need for Elijah. And this is very yes. important and a key to the success of Elijah's to get this special treatment. Where are we talking about? What time? How can people reach out to you about this particular event?
It will be located at the Fellowship of Faith Church, which is located on 3703 North Memorial Parkway. It's right, I guess depending on which way you're coming, it's right by that Burger King and Lowe's. It's in a pretty central location. We have flyers that we post on our social media. If I haven't already said, Elijah has his own page, and it is called Hope for Elijah, Following His Healing Journey. And that is where we post most of just about everything that goes on with Elijah. It's the place for our friends and family to come and check in and post there. He has a little like Cash App and PayPal on there as well. But the main thing is the big fundraiser. We're going to start at 8 a.m. We did not really put an ending time on it because our plan is to stay as long as we possibly can.
I know that you probably have a good support group around you. You mentioned family earlier to help put this together. Talk about the people who have supported your family throughout this journey and how much they mean to you.
Yes, we've had, from day one, we've had a great support system. And it started with, you know, just our immediate family supporting us, helping us to make decisions. We have a couple medical people in our family who kind of had us, helped us understand the medical terminology that we didn't understand in the beginning. And then, of course, our church family, and we have aunts and great aunts who really showed out in helping us collect shoes and get the word out to collect shoes from like different areas where we're not, located. And just grandparents, great grandparents. Everyone's always been very supportive of our journey, and especially this fundraiser. We've been working. We've had some delays. We were supposed to have it earlier this year, but with COVID and with Elijah was in the hospital earlier this year, it kind of got pushed back a little bit. But now we're full force, ready to go. Family is coming together and pricing and tagging shoes and just trying to get this really going this time.
Are you amazed by your family stepping up in this way, or is it something that you knew all along?
It's something that we knew all along. We've always had a really supportive family, but of course, when something happens in your family, it really shows how supportive the family really is.
To have that support system, as I mentioned just a minute ago, is key. It starts with the core, and that would be your family, and then your friends dive into the effort. And then people in the community find out about the effort and they dive in as well. And pretty soon you have an entire community that are dedicated to your son, Elijah. And I think you're going to look around and think, wow, we're really blessed to have all of these people in our life. And they are really going to bat for us and our son. Mm-hmm. And it does give you hope to look around and see people who will support this effort.
Definitely. Hope has carried us through a lot of things that you past 2 years with him.
I appreciate the fact that Rodney reached out to me through the Mark White Show and let me know about Elijah. I do want to make sure that people know how to spell Elijah, and it's mm-hmm. A-L-I-J-A-H when you're looking for that Facebook page and you're trying to find
yes.
it.
Yes, that is correct.
And so we're looking forward to August the 29th. It begins at 8 a.m. That is on a Saturday, and it's a shoe sale. As you said, gently mm-hmm. used and new shoes as well?
Yes, we've got some we were going through the shoes, and a lot of them are in really excellent condition. We've got all brands, women, children's, men, dress shoes, tennis shoes, casual shoes, pretty much any type of shoe that you can think of. We've got it there.
I'm just amazed at these aunts who went out there and found these shoes in different areas to make this thing happen. How many pairs of shoes do you think you have right now for this effort on August 29th?
I can't even like give you a number. It was just we had so many shoes donated to us that we had to use a spare bedroom in a family member's house just to keep them there.
That's great. I love it. And I'm hoping that people listening right now will want to participate in this special event coming up August 29th. If they want to reach out to you or Rodney, if they have any questions, how can they do that, Nancy?
We can be reached either on Elijah's Facebook page, or we have personal Facebook pages. And I don't mind sharing my email or phone number if anybody wants to directly contact me. My email is the letter N and then SURLES87@gmail.com.
Perfect. And they can reach you that way. And also, if people want to reach out through the Mark White Show, they can do that through Facebook, Instagram, even on Twitter. They can also email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. And you just keep me posted on these events as you continue to move forward with this little guy. We're looking forward to a second birthday on November the 6th.
Yes, we're really excited about that because he wasn't supposed to make it to his first, and he did.
Wow.
Birthdays are a big thing for him and for us to celebrate him, because each birthday is just another goal of him being here and doing things that he is on paper is not supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to continue to support Elijah and your family and hope that things continue to improve for Elijah, that this special treatment will help him. Again, this is Hope for Elijah Shoe Sale, August 29th, which is a Saturday. It starts at 8 a.m. until, and the place is the Fellowship of Faith Church parking lot, 3703 North Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Donations accepted as well. All shoe sizes, men, women, and children. If you have any questions, call Rodney at 256-348-5930 or Nancy at 256-665-5301. Once again, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Nancy, and appreciate Rodney connecting me to you so that we could share this Searles family effort.
Yes, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Folks, this has been another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctors' offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's Lip Balm in peppermint flavor right now and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's Lip Balm. It's the balm.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.